great to be the captain, but look, at the end of the day, main focus is just getting the wins, and thankfully we got back on the winning ways today, and we're on the right direction now for next week.
Touch on that point a little bit, because you know, you could have said, right, the last two games you were there, you could try out dummy teams or whatever, but it's important to go to Croke Park on the back of a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, we have to keep momentum going. I think that's what the main focus was this year, was momentum that was driving us through and that got us promotion. Like, you know, so last week was a blip. We were disappointed in it. You might say dummy teams, but no, we went out there with lads given chances and they went out to impress. And it just didn't happen. Like, you know, it was still a strong team and we were disappointed. But look, it's done and dusted now. We got back to winning ways today and we're pushing on for a big week this week.
As a player on the team, I presume nobody really has taken their place for granted on the basis of what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. For the league games up to that, it was a fairly tried and tested team. There was a lot of continuity in it. But some of the guys that have come in there over the last couple of weeks, they've certainly put the cat among the pigeons when it comes to selection.
Absolutely, they're giving management serious headache there, like, you know, for the week ahead. I've seen the last couple of games, like, you know, the bench has been ran, but it hasn't been ran for the sake of it. Like, you know, you've seen there today the lads that came on, got on the scores, like, you know, so they're itching, the lads come into defence. I'm looking over my shoulder constantly, like, you know, the captain is, it's just a word for me, like, you know, it's not worth anything on paper, like, you know, my place can be taken for next week, so I can keep pushing on, like, you know.
There's a lot of youth in the team, and it's an old cliche to have that mix of youth and experience. And you look at maybe some of the experienced players, Cahill, three great saves today, and the contribution of Imlan Mulligan as well. Having guys like that around, you know, for a lot of young fellas in there as well, it's great to have those maybe elder statesmen on the team as well.
Excellent, yeah, excellent. Like the two lads you touched on, then you have Paddy and you have Gary that came on to there, and you can't buy that. Like, you know what they're giving for the lads inside the dressing room at trainings, like, you know, driving them on and just giving them just pulling them aside and giving them a word of advice. Like, you know, it's great. Like, you know, and I think that's what's standing to us this year.
But here in Bandy's a time, I suppose, at this time of the year and even leading into the Championship, and you can almost get the air of the summer coming into it. And not looking past the league final for a minute, but ultimately for the development of the team and heading into the Championship, how's the confidence factor now, and what has this done maybe to help develop the team on the back of pulling out so many tight victories along the way into securing promotion this time round?
Yeah, it's excellent. Like, you know, many times I've been around the last couple of years and we've been at the end of it. I think you know yourself, commentating, like, you know, we've been at the end of them defeats. So it's just great to get the other side of them. And yeah, the confidence in the last couple of weeks, months, it's been great. Like, you know, it's a great air around the training, around the dressing rooms. And we're looking forward to next week. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, it's just another game. Like, you know, everything talking about a big week, but it's just, we're going to keep it the same, you know, this week, and pushing on for the win, like, at the end of the day.
Finally, Michael, you could say that maybe the whole revolution started a few, maybe 12 months ago, the victory in New York, when you look back, and at the victory here against Louth under Billy Guckin, Terry Hyland and his management team have come in. What's it like to work with those guys?
Yeah, look, they're great, like, you know, but as you said there, it has been worked on last year with Benny and that kind of stuff, and it's just been drove on this year. Like, you know, the experienced them lads have got, the younger lads, like, you know, another three years experience under their belt, like, you know, and it's standing them now. But just what I've been touched on, like, you know, it's just the experience, the winning factor the boys have brought in, like, you know, Terry and the backroom team and the lads have been here before, like, you know, so it's been a bit of a breath of fresh air, like, you know, so it's been great. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning, and it has happened this year.
The one question that you're probably going to be asked a lot of times this week in media interviews, what's it going to be like to be leading Leitrim out onto Croke Park?
Yeah, look, at and I've been touched on before when I've been asked about it there the last couple of weeks, and I'm just keeping it simple, like, you know, it's not overcomplicated. Obviously, it's great, like, you know, but it's just another role, like, you know, and next weekend is just another game. I don't know if my place is still up for grabs, so look, I'm still going in there tomorrow. We're going to be back at it again, like, you know, and we're going to be driving on for next week. But look, at the end of the day, it is going to be great, but it's only going to be great if we get the win.